Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Mr. Ryan Close. He is the CEO of Bartesian, the Nespresso for mixed drinks. Bartesian has made lots of best of lists, including Oprah's favorite things list. And Ryan has an amazing entrepreneur journey to boot. And Mr. Close, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing all the details. Sounds quite interesting, no doubt. Now, tell the audience a little bit about your background to get things underway and what led you to founding Bartesian.
Yeah, so, you know, I worked in the bar industry through college, paid for, you know, my college through lousy bartending. So, you know, if you ever wanted a really terrible whiskey sour, you know, you could just come to my pub. But, you know, after that, thankfully, I switched gears and went into the, sales and operations for medium-sized companies, basically helping struggling businesses go from the red to the black. So did that for, you know, 8 to 10 years and, you know, grinded it out on commutes and 14-hour days. And eventually, I was always an entrepreneur. I had, you know, side hustles going on and trying to build other businesses on the side. But, you know, I hadn't, you know, taken full focus off to be able to really drive it home until my wife, you know, finished her PhD and she was being a psychologist and said, okay, Ryan, you're unhappy. Go and try something. So I found, you know, met a couple of great engineers and we kind of were toying around with their concept of kind of a hotel mixer, cocktail maker. And I thought it was an incredible concept. And so that was about 8 years ago in Canada. And, you know, that's, it took us about 5 years to actually build it and develop it and get it ready for launch. And that was in late 2019, we finally launched the business.
I certainly can always appreciate the backstory there. So thanks for sharing some of those details along the way. Now, you mentioned your launch of 2019. How did you obtain the initial funding? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, it was tricky. We had, a kind of a coming to God moment, I'll call it, is, you know, early on in the business with our model, we were a hardware business creating this, you know, appliance, right? Countertop appliance, and also a CPG, consumer packaged goods business, right? And, you know, both of them took an incredible amount of cash to get the R&D up. And we were only using the highest quality products and equipment and raw materials. So, you know, we realized that working on the actual appliance itself, where margins weren't as great. And to be honest, I'm not a mechanical engineer and nor do I ever aspire to become one. So we found a really strong distribution partner, licensing partner that where we could license the appliance with a company that's done this for 100 years, and still get a royalty on the appliance and then allow us to focus on the CPG, thus requiring less capital to build that segment of the business. And so we didn't need to take on that much investment. Now that doesn't mean that I wasn't, you know, running around the country trying to find checks for 25K, 50K, 100K to get us that next stage. Because again, you know, trying to develop these cocktails were incredibly exhaustive in terms of skill set that required and ensuring that we're getting all the best materials.
And certainly some helpful details right there. Appreciated. Now, did you have any initial hurdles in getting the product launched? Talk to us about that. We can always learn from what others have experienced in that way.
Boy, oh boy, do we have 20 minutes or 2 hours to go through all these hurdles, right? I would say I'll try to nail it down to the top, you know, one or two. One was ensuring shelf stability of the capsules, right? When you look at the supply chain, going from, you know, the development in the facility where we're actually making the cocktails to when it gets to the consumer's home and they want something extremely fresh, you know, there's a lot of time in between sometimes, right? And you have to plan for that, and we don't want to end up throwing away all our profits. So, you know, that was a tricky one with marrying that with ensuring that we're not putting any preservatives or something we can't pronounce on the capsule, right? We wanted to make sure we have a clean label, nothing artificial, no artificial colors or flavors. So you can imagine that was an incredibly difficult task. And you know, we brought on just unbelievable resources that have been, you know, doing this for 20, 30 years that were able to help develop and kind of get across the some of those challenges to allow us to still maintain that clean label and allow for the customer to have an incredibly fresh cocktail when it gets to the door. So that was one tough one. And then I guess the other would be, you know, just with the hardware, you know, in the early stages, I'm, you know, trying to get investment, trying to get, in order to get investment, you know, investors want it de-risked, right? The business model. So they're like, well, what type of, you know, letters of intent do you have? What purchase orders do you have? So, you know, I'm running around to businesses and retailers with an appliance that didn't really work, right? It's, it was a prototype, cost a lot of money to make, but it worked maybe 12% of the time. So, you know, I'm trying to make it, this is what it would look like. Just trust me, it would make a really great cocktail. Can I get a letter of intent? And then, you know, some of them I'd get it, some of them I wouldn't. And then taking that LOI for orders to investors to try to get them to convince them that, hey, we've got the demand. So it was quite the challenge early on.
Yeah, certainly sounds like it was, but you've certainly come a long way since 2019 and certainly in the market making it happen for sure. Today we're joined by Ryan Close, the CEO of Bartesian, the Nespresso for mixed drinks here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, speaking of tips for entrepreneurs, do you have any tips for our listeners about overcoming obstacles and achieving your goals?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, I'll try to be as succinct as possible here. I'd say, you know, you're going to get obstacles, right? I mean, I think that's the first thing you got to realize. And I'm sure most entrepreneurs find that out, you know, within the first 5 minutes, and they're going to come, you know, early and often. And so, you know, what's helped me and the team that, you know, we've developed here is don't get too cocky after the highs, after the wins, you know, don't bask in the glory of your excellence for too long, you know, take a minute, take a beat. And just the same way, you know, don't get too, you know, bummed out or whiny or sulky after the losses. They're going to happen. They're going to come, you know, accept them and move on and forget about it. Just like a, you know, an athlete, a pro athlete who has a bad shift. I mean, the first thing they'll say is just forget it, work on the next one. So we take that approach and it's helped us. And another option, you know, or another way that's helped us as well is, you know, go for the best of everything, you know, whether that's investors, advisors, suppliers, team members, don't settle. Don't, you know, look for just anyone who can maybe help. Start at the top. And, you know, if they're not willing to come in and help you, you know, work down the list, right? Don't always seek for the best.
Well, you certainly have learned a lot, and we appreciate your sharing some of those obstacles and how to overcome those and achieve goals. Some good stuff right there. Now, looking ahead, where do you see Bartesian, say, in the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, we're really excited. We've got a number of innovations planned. You know, first and foremost, you know, our cocktail library. We're growing it, expanding it on the weekly. So we've just launched cocktails this week. We've got, you know, raspberry ginger gimlet. We're coming out with a jungle bird. And again, all the ingredients are just perfectly curated. We source it around the globe. You know, we look for our aviation cocktail. We're going to Italy and sourcing creme de violette to make it perfectly so the customer, you know, who can have one click orders and in 2 days have it arrive in their counter and have a, you know, perfectly curated aviation cocktail. So, you know, we're really focusing on ensuring that the folks who've gone in and purchased a Bartesian and dropped $370 to put that on their countertop, that they're getting the value regularly. So we're bringing new cocktails to them. We're listening to what they want to improve the experience on adding different types of subscription programs that allow them to save, allow them to adjust and hold whenever they want. So a lot of great things that, you know, honestly, I'd like to take credit for it, but it's the early adopters, the early Bartesian customers have really helped us, you know, ensure that it's the platform that is hitting a home run for them.
Well, Mr. Close, it certainly has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you with us today, and we appreciate your visit on behalf of Bartesian. Certainly wish you many years of success. Before you go, where should our audience go if they want to buy a unit?
Yeah, so Bartesian.com is the best place. You know, we've got incredible support there. We've got all the assets. You can watch how the video on there that shows how the Bartesian works. It's super simple. You know, it's an open system, so you put your own spirit in there. So whether it's vodka, gin, rum, tequila, you load it in because everyone has a certain brand they love, right? And then those capsules that you can buy on Bartesian.com, you know, they have all the liqueurs, bitters, juices to make that perfect cocktail in about 20 seconds, and it self cleans after you make it. So super easy to use, really fun. It's always the life of the party. So, you know, love to have you join us.
Bartesian, the Nespresso for mixed drinks. It is Bartesian.com. Mr. Close, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Happy to do it.
And again, that was Ryan Close, the CEO of Bartesian, the Nespresso for mixed drinks. And once again, for all the details, visit Bartesian.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.